Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And joining us here in studio is Jim Franke, and he's here to talk Christmas trees with us here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for inviting me in. Yeah, we the Optimist Club has been selling Christmas trees in Manhattan for the past, well, this will be our 63rd year that we're going to be selling these trees. And we're our lot is located at Optimist Park, which is on the west side of town. Take Seth Child to Amherst, go east or kind of down the hill there. There's some signage and what have you, but it's the first street on the left. It's called Plymate Lane. If you want to put it in your phone, it's 317 Plymate Lane, and then that will dead end you into the tree lot.
All right, you're right down there, kind of by Wildcat Creek.
Sometimes Wildcat Creek gets closer than we like. Yes,
absolutely. Well, this is a neat event here because obviously the tree lot benefits so many things that the Optimists help out with throughout the year.
Yeah, we as an organization, we contribute to the support of probably 30 or so programs a year. Some of the things, just to mention a few of the programs with which we're involved. Well, right now, for example, this hoop, holler, and shoot free throw contest that they run on the local, that's run on the local grade schools, and they're having their semifinals and finals at the men's and women's K-State games. That's our program. We run the city's Parks and Rec's T-ball program out of Optimist Park. We have a variety of other athletic or sports programs that we fund. Got a girls fast pitch softball association that we run out of the park. Manhattan Wrestling Club, Manhattan Cross Country Club, First Tee, we contribute to that. The First Tee out of Colbert, we contribute to the Girls at the Run program. Beyond that, we also contribute to some programs for the arts. For example, we have something called the Early Expression Kids Art Fair, which is coming up like in 2 weeks. We'll get roughly 2,500 pieces of art from local grade schools, and then we'll bring some K-State faculty members in to judge them and pick winners and so on and so forth. Children's Theater at the Manhattan Arts Center, we provide some support for that. Gold Orchestra, Pops Choir, those sorts of organizations, and then, well, that's just kind of a sprinkling of the organizations that benefit by virtue of what we do at the tree lot. Now, if it's not obvious, I'll just go ahead and say it, that every dime of profit that we make out there goes back into these programs, purely a volunteer effort.
Wow, very cool, and that's great. And we're talking to you here on Friday. I understand you're getting your delivery here today.
Yeah, we have a total of 758 trees coming in this year. We'll get about, you know, maybe 600 of them in this first. It'll be a full truckload. And then we're expecting that today, and then the other remaining, whatever that is, 250-odd trees, hopefully Saturday or Sunday. And it's, as you would guess, it's quite a process to get those off the truck and get them stacked and so on and forth. We stack them on the ground in a shaded area until next week, and then we put about 400 of them out to begin with.
Okay, very good. And so let's talk about when people come shopping for those.
Okay, we're going to open the lot on Thanksgiving Day for a few hours, 10 to 12 in the morning, and then we'll go eat our Thanksgiving meal and come back and be there from 2 to 6 on Thanksgiving Day. The day after, Black Friday, if you will, we'll open at 9 and go all the way till 8 in the evening. Then with the weekend, we'll begin our regular hours, which are on weekends, 9 in the morning to 8 in the evenings, and then on weekdays, 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. And we'll be open those hours until we sell out the trees. And as long as we're here, we sell these trees out earlier and earlier every year. Now, last year was unusual because of the COVID thing, okay? But even the year before that, we sold out pretty rapidly. If you want a taller tree, we'd strongly suggest that you try and get there that first weekend. That doesn't mean you've got to put it up the first weekend. If you can just take it home and put it in a shady place and then put it up when it's convenient. But by the second weekend, well, last year we were done on December the 8th.
Wow.
The year before, we were done on December the 13th. So we're guessing that it's going to be somewhere in that neighborhood again this year. And we always feel badly when people come in and they're looking for, oh, we bought trees from you forever, and we need a tall tree, and we're out of tall trees. So if you really want a nice tall tree, and we've got a lot of them, like 40% of our inventory is 8 feet and above, try and get there on that first weekend.
All right. Well, I'm glad the supply chain is not affecting you guys, because I've heard there's maybe going to be a Christmas tree shortage here this year.
It hasn't yet. We kind of held our breath. They loaded that thing yesterday. It should be here. It should be here tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Very good. Well, that's good. Good to hear. And you know, the variety of trees that you usually have are stellar.
Yeah, we have actually. I'd like to say the largest variety in town. I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly sounds good. We have 5 different kinds of trees. 3 of them are in the fir family. The Fraser fir, which is an enormously popular tree, it's our best seller. It's hard to find a bad-looking Fraser tree. A couple of other firs, Douglas firs. We've got 2 different kinds of those. We've got about 115. This is a bushy kind of tree, and we also have about 30 of what, if you won't probably recognize this unless you've had one of these, what's called a Charlie Brown tree. Mm-hmm. We got about 30 of those. If you want a throwback kind of tree, then get there early for that. And then the third fir is what's called a balsam fir, and it's, again, it's an ordinary-looking fir tree. We have one kind of spruce. That's a Black Hill spruce. We added those a couple years ago. They've been pretty popular. And then for those people who grew up with them, of course, we have the Scotch pines.
Okay. Now, I'll be honest, I'm always hesitant myself to get a real tree because I'm not very good at putting it on my car. Do you have people that can help with that?
Yeah, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the service that we provide. Our members, we call them sales associates, mm-hmm. but our members will help you select a tree. We're knowledgeable. We can answer most of the questions that you're going to have. We'll help you pick out a tree. We'll talk to you about how to care for that tree. We always encourage, you need to make a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree in order for it to draw water. But you've got to get it in water within a couple of hours. So we either do that or encourage you to really do that once you get it home. So if we make the cut, we do, and then we put it in what's called netting. It's this plastic stuff that wraps around the tree, collapses it, makes it great for transportation, makes it great to move it into your home. At our house, we don't take the netting off until the tree's in the stand and straight. So it's tremendously helpful to have that netting back on it. And then we'll put it into or onto your vehicle. We love pickups. That's a pretty easy into, but if it needs to be tied on the top, for example, and we frequently get very small cars and very big trees, and we tie them on the top, and yeah, we'll do that for you as well.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, and good for anyone else that maybe doesn't have a truck. That's a good service you provide. And if I remember right, you guys sometimes have some little extra things to go with your tree as well.
Yeah, I guess a couple things that I would mention in that respect. We have it's called Santa's Workshop now, and the workshop contains some of Santa's elves and a gift. Each child can pick out a particular gift. There's candy in there and coloring books and what have you, and other sorts of gifts. So yeah, we do that, and that's the principal giveaway that we have for the children.
Okay. Good enough. Let's go ahead and give the address one more time for those curious.
317 Plymate Lane. Again, that's on the west side, Seth Child to Amherst, then down Amherst. A couple other things that I would mention, in addition to the trees, if you don't necessarily want or need a tree, we sell lots of other things for Christmas. We have greenery, which would be wreaths and door swags and garland roping. It's also called roping. And everything you'd ever want to trim your tree with, okay? What else? Let me take a look at my list here. Oh, military discount. We give a 10% discount to active duty or retired military for anything they buy in the tree lot.
Okay, very good for our Fort Riley folks out here. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome opportunity. And if people want to donate just in general to the Optimist, how can they do that?
Write a check or whatever. You could bring it to the tree lot, or we have a post office box that you could send it to as well.
Okay.
And I don't know the PO number off the top of my head. I think it's 628, but if it's wrong, our treasurer just sort of cringed.
All right. And do you have a website, The Optimists, or a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, yes.
Okay. Very good. Manhattan.
We also have a website, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, Manhattan Optimists, they again have their tree sale coming up starting on Thanksgiving, and 758 trees coming in to Manhattan this time around. Jim, always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck. We hope you raise a lot of money.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon.